Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So the SAG Awards were announced yesterday. They did announce them, even though usually they host a little show, but with the fires going on, apparently no one felt safe, so they just put out a press release. All the usual suspects are here. Nominated films: Wicked, The Complete Unknown, Emilia Perez, Conclave, Anora. Seen any of those, Carl?
I've seen most of them.
Good, bad, otherwise?
I liked Anora. It is not for everybody. I think Mark might like it. Kim would not. And I...
Is it a love story?
Tell us about it. What is it? It's a love story, right? No.
A stripper...
Oh, here, okay. Here we go.
Yeah. A stripper... gets like a pretty woman thing from a Russian oligarch's son.
Okay.
And they get married.
Okay.
And then the oligarch and his wife find out about it and come over to the United States to put an end to that marriage.
Ah, that sounds like an interesting love story, doesn't it, Kim?
A lot of nudity.
It sounds like a really nice love story. Does it have a happy ending, though?
My wife, I was watching this movie and my wife was asleep and then she woke up in the middle of it and she said, "What are you watching?"
Does it expose you to a lot of like emotional angst?
Yes.
See, I think, Kim, I think we'd appreciate this movie.
That sounds nice.
I don't.
Lots of exposure.
But one of the things that was a surprise about the SAG, the Directors Guild Awards, is that A Complete Unknown, which had been unfettered so far this year, it's one of my favorite movies of the year. That's the Bob Dylan story.
The Bob Dylan story.
It is fantastic. It is a great
film.
And
he's sagging these days, so how fitting that SAG gave him that award. That's nice.
But if you don't have to like Dylan for it.
Oh, good.
And the hippies look really bad, so you'll like that part.
All right. Go ahead, Ethan. We've hijacked your segment. Go ahead.
No, Wicked did lead the nominations. They had 5. Complete Unknown came in right after him with 4. As far as TV, The Bear, Succession, Last of Us, Better Call Saul, and Only Murderers in the Building all got nominations. If you want to find out who wins, tune in live on February 23rd.
Don't get Mark started on The Bear with Yes, Chef, No, Chef.
Better Call Saul is still on?
No,
how's that
now
still getting awards?
It's over now.
It's probably the last season,
It's the last
I guess.
Season that they're getting.
I had no idea it was even still on.
And they announced this week that The Last of Us Season 2 will be in April now.
Okay. All right.
Bonnaroo's tickets, if you want to go, they are going on sale today. It's going to be held June 12th through the 15th in Manchester, Tennessee, where it's always held. Luke Combs, Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, and Hozier apparently are going to be headlining. Like I said, tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Bonnaroo.com.
Would you go to that, Ethan? Ethan,
there are.
These...
Yeah, you could camp.
There are, you can't. I.
Yes.
Yes, yay. I like the artist. No, I would not go to this.
Why?
I just, it's getting too big. It's way too big.
But so, you go to, you like these festivals.
I do like them. That's true. And you can see King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
I've heard of them.
They're great. They're a great band. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Yeah. I like it.
They're a jam band.
It.
They're good. They are like, great.
They're
band.
A fish type
yeah,
of band.
They're kind of a jam band.
Oh.
Sue's out.
Yeah, I'm out. Sorry. I like the name, though.
Yeah. There is a growing list of celebrities that are losing their house to the L.A. wildfires. You've already mentioned James Wood. You can add Billy Crystal, Paris Hilton, Mandy Moore, Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt, John Goodman, Eugene Levy, and Mark Hamill. They are all losing their houses right now.
That's so sad. I'm sure many more will, too. I mean, it's hitting Sunset Boulevard and the Hollywood Hills, and that's where a lot of
the
them
Hollywood Bowl.
Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. The Hollywood Bowl went.
Also, Billy Crystal and his wife have lived in that house for, it was either 36 or 46 Whoa. Years.
Wait, did you say the Hollywood Bowl got
yes.
hit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of good news. Legendary ESPN announcer Dick Vitale, he announced on social media that his vocal cords are now cancer-free,
yay.
Signaling his potential return to calling college basketball games. So Dickie V might be on the mend and coming back, which would be a great thing.
Yeah, he's a diaper dandy, baby. Okay, I hope he's back for the tournament this year.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It looks like the Biden administration has introduced a new rule to prevent unpaid medical bills from appearing on credit reports, addressing a longstanding issue affecting Americans' borrowing ability. Issued by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the rule will erase $49 billion in medical debt from the credit reports over 15 million Americans. Lenders will no longer consider medical debt when evaluating loan applications.
How is that a thing?
They still owe the money.
Yeah,
it's just not going to show up on the report, but
if they get sued for it and have to pay it, suddenly they can't pay their mortgage, and the guy that lent you the money for the house gets hosed because you can't pay your bills.
I have mixed feelings on this.
Yeah.
I get it to an extent, because sometimes you have these outrageous bills, and a lot of people are battling with their insurance company saying you should cover this, and they're not. So you're in limbo for like 2 years.
Maybe,
so why should it hurt you? But to your point, I understand the other side of this where it could cause other issues.
I remember what happened in the mortgage crisis in 2007. I know what caused it. They lent money to people that couldn't pay the bills. They were a bad credit risk. I just don't know how you can force that on private companies. But I digress. Go ahead, Ethan.
Two bodies were discovered in the landing gear compartment of a JetBlue plane at Fort Lauderdale International Airport during a routine inspection after its flight from New York's JFK Airport. The individuals were deceased and their identities... They don't know who they are. They can't really identify them yet, but they are going to do an autopsy and try to figure out who these people are.
They have no idea how they got in.
It didn't say.
They don't know.
They have no information. There's two bodies. They don't know how they even got in there.
Did JetBlue try to charge them after the fact for their luggage? Because they'll do that to you over there. You've got to be careful. Yeah, no kidding.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, football fans. It's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.